Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 221, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 221 is the first lesson in the second part of the workbook. There are what is sections in this section of the workbook. The section we are contemplating is the what is forgiveness. And I contemplate a paragraph in the What is Forgiveness section. And it says this: An unforgiving thought is one which makes a judgment that it will not raise to doubt, although it is not true. An unforgiving thought is one which makes a judgment that is not true, which it will not raise to doubt, although it is not true. The mind is closed and will not be released. This unforgiving thought, which is a judgment, which I am unwilling to question, a thought which I am unwilling to look at and ask myself, is it really the truth? This unforgiving thought is a closed mind. The mind is closed and will not be released. The thought protects projection. The thought I am unwilling to question protects the projection of it. Tightening its chains so that distortions are more veiled and more obscured. Less easily accessible to doubt, to questioning, and further kept from reason, the truth. What can come between the desired outcome of judgmental thoughts and its fixed projection and the aim that it has chosen as its wanted goal? An unforgiving thought is one which makes a judgment which it will not raise to doubt, although it is not true. This is the closed mind. I watched the movie A Beautiful Mind yesterday. It is based on a true story of a man's life who, in the end, won the Nobel Prize for his mathematical genius. But during his life, It turns out that he was a schizophrenic. He had thoughts in his mind that weren't true, that he believed. He projected and saw people that other people did not see. He had relationships with these thoughts. And it came to a point in his life where he had to decide whether he wanted to have faith in what only he could see, in the illusion, or whether he would have faith that what those around him were telling him was true, and that what he saw and believed in was false. He had to shift from believing in his own illusion. He did this shift by questioning his beliefs. There was a young person in his illusion that never aged. He came to question why she never aged. And in this, he found an opening in the mind where he could question his beliefs. And in that opening in the mind, he saw that he could believe in the truth that he was being told by those he trusted around him. Now, this is an easy example for us to see the difference from truth and illusion. But for him, it wasn't. For him, it took a willingness and a desire. He had to become devoted to only the truth. He had to hold an open mind in all things. He had to question each new being that came into his presence. Is this being real, or is it illusion? He had to question each thought that came into his mind. Is this the truth? Is this person seen by everyone, or just me? Is it illusion? He was well aware now because he believed and trusted those that told him that he was delusional. And so he had faith in the fact that his mind tricks him. And he had an open mind to question what the mind presented. And he had a devotion to only knowing the truth. And in that devotion, he found life. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with the lesson 221. peace to my mind. Let all my thoughts be still. Father, I come to you today to seek the peace that you alone can give. I come in silence. In the quiet of my heart, the deep recesses of my mind, I wait and listen for your voice. My Father, speak to me today. I come to hear your voice in silence and in certainty and love. Sure, you will hear my call and answer me. Now do we wait in quiet. God is here. I am sure that he will speak to you, and you will hear. Accept my confidence, for it is yours. Our minds are joined. We wait with one intent, to hear our Father's answer to our call, to let our thoughts be still, and find his peace, to hear him speak to us of what we are, and to reveal himself unto his Son. Thank you for joining me today in open-hearted devotion to our true self. Namaste.